Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Omid where the Gemara begins. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav. So Rav tells us the following halacha. Ro'o echot sheshochat. I saw someone shechting. The person who saw the shechita was a knowledgeable individual. As far as the nature of the shochet, that's the Gemara is going to explore momentarily. So you have a knowledgeable person who knows what shechit is all about, and he sees someone else shechting. Imra'o mitchila ba'ad soif. If he saw that the shechita from beginning to end, and he saw that it was a flawless kosher shechita, mutalachem mitchitasai, then you're allowed to go and eat from the animal which was now geshacht. The imlav, however, if he did not see the shechita from beginning to end, then you're not allowed to eat from the shechita. And of course, the Gemara asks, Heichi Dami, what's the nature of the shechita? Who is the shochet? What is this all about? If this happens to be a reliable shochet, who the person who's watching, says Rashi, knows that he knows Hilchos shechita, what do I even need that Godl Oymer al Gab of someone watching and saying, yeah, he did a great job. If the Shoichet has a reputation of knowing his halachas, then of course, what's the Shaila? You can go, Basa the Chazaka, he's been shechting who knows for how long, and he knows the halacha, so what's the Shaila? Elamiv the other Loy Gomer, if you're going to go and tell me that the onlooker knew that the Shoichet was not learned in Hilchos Shechita, then of course you cannot rely on the shechita until you see him actually doing it, because for all I know, he's going to go and do a drisa, where he's going to put pressure on, or he might not have done a good bdika on the sakin, etc. We want to know for sure that the person knows what he's doing. So of course, if loy gomer, if we know that the shochet is not the most learned of shochtim, then of course you need somebody to watch from beginning to end to make sure it was done correctly. So shechita. It must be a situation where it's neither one of the first two. In other words, not that we know for sure he knows shechita, not that we know for sure he does not, he's not a bokin shechita, but rather, I really don't know. This is a stranger came into town. I really have no feel whether he is an experienced shochet or not. We don't know. Is lema, why don't we go after the general rule that roiv metzuyin eitzo shechita mumchen hein. But derech klal, someone who is shechting knows what he's doing, because typically a person doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't go into shechita. You wouldn't find a person shechting in the shlachtos if he has no experience, if he doesn't know what he's doing. Among other things, we already said before that the typical person, shema yisalef, he might go and faint when he sees the sight of blood. Besides the fact, you know, this is, I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I doing it? I mean, it would be kind of ridiculous. So why shouldn't you be able to go and rely without watching from beginning to end? Didn't we learn the braisa? Person is walking down the street and he sees a dead hen in the street, but it's not dead because it was run over by a car. You can tell that somebody shechted it. You look at the neck area and say, oh, zagishochna tarnagoyles. Or yishomer shluchai, a person asked his shliach, say, shchoit, go and do me a favor. We'd like to go and serve tonight delicious chicken for the oilam. Please go and shecht this tarnagol, whatever. V'holach, and then subsequently, we don't see the shochet anymore. Apparently he had to go and catch a train or a bus. However, the mishaleach that asked him to go and do the shechita, halachu matzah shochet, he saw that it was geshochet. So now, who shechted? Was the shliach or somebody else? Cheskosei shochet. The chazaki, it was geshochet properly, presumably by this shliach. And if it wasn't this shliach, it was someone else who is reliable, because roi mitzvah neitzah shechita momchenei. And especially from the first case, you find a tarnagolus which is shechuta b'shuk, and you say to yourself, why does the braisa say that cheskosei shochet, that it's kosher? Who knows who shechted it? But alm amrina, we see from this that there's a general rule that roi mitzvah neitzah shechita momchenei, that anybody that's involved in, I wouldn't say anybody, but roi, the people that are involved in shechita, know what they're doing, otherwise they wouldn't be shochtim. They would be doing other work. So what is the chiddush of Rav? The Rav says, Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, that you watch it from beginning to end, and mutar lecha shechita asay, and if not, it's aser. Why don't you go and say lei meroy mitzvah neitzah shechita mumchenheim? And even if he didn't see him at all, he just comes into the room and he sees that there is an animal that was geshachten, or he sees a bird that was geshachten, doesn't know who did it. Why can't you go basa this rive? I mean, that's what the Braisa said. You can assume that it was properly geshachten. So, Ibazoi, what is the halach of Rav that said, no, you have to see it from A to Z, and if not, osalechel mishkitosa. It's talking about that he knows that he is not a scholarly, experienced shochet. The way Rashi explains ligomer means she'ena yodeya hilchishchita. He never learned yodeya. He never learned hilchishchita. So he knows that he really doesn't know. However, shochet, come on. However, this individual is now shechting in front of the onlooker, the mashgiach, so to speak, and he sees chad simen shaper. Going sheshochet kamon chad simen shaper. That mashgiach that's watching over his shoulder sees that the first simen, he did a perfect job. I could see the way he sliced. Even though he may not be a baki in every single taz or shach in Shulchan Aruch, but I see he knows what he's doing because he did a nice slice. Is Ma'ud Seimim mit a high shaper, hach nami shaper? I would say I can rely on his chazaka, his roiv, whatever, that since he did a good job on the first simon, he probably did a good job on the second simon as well. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush of Rav. The ro echad sheshochet, he has to see it mitchila ve'ad soif. That's why he uses that terminology to tell us very, very graphically, even though I saw Betchila, he seems to have done a nice job, so presumably he continued. No, no, no. It could be Hayisram Isramuye Isramile. The first simon, he had, you know, good mazel, beginner's luck. He did a nice job. But Idach Shemeshah Shemedoras, since he doesn't know Hilchishchita, by the time he got to the second simon, maybe he's already exhausted and he says, I have to go and take a break and go and take a little bit of coffee. Or he might say, it's just too much pressure on my hand, and let me put a little pressure on the knife and do a drisa, we'll be finished with all of this. If he would know the halacha, he certainly wouldn't do a shahir, he wouldn't do a drisa. However, since he doesn't know the halacha, so innocently he figures, what difference does it make? If I have to go and blow my nose, if I have to go out for a cigarette, if I have to go and use the lavatory, I'll be right back and I'm going to finish it off perfectly. No, no, since he doesn't know, that's why Rav says you have to see him at chila miyad soif, from beginning to end. If you didn't, then you can't eat from mishchita from that time. Yes, vosok here, Robert.
One simon is enough, but whatever happens after the chicken is kosher, it's irrelevant.
The point that you're making is excellent. If we were talking about a chicken, when it comes to oifos, you only need one simon. However, Rav Nachman Amarav is talking about a behema. Ro echot sheshochet, he's shechting a behema, where you have to shech two simonim. So the first simon, he did a beautiful job. He has to watch the second one to make sure he continues and he finishes off beautifully.
So Shechita concludes at the end of Shechita, then according to Rav. Shechita al
Besof. Or it could be when he says that Soif means in Soif 51% of both Simonim. So we're already finished with the zone of Kasherus. After that, it's ready, Lechoir, no longer necessary. Sorry?
The 18 Simonim we talked about yesterday.
Yesterday we spoke about that there are 18 different possibilities of Trefa. That's one halacha. What are those 18? Mitchell will have in the Mishnah. Starts all the way from a krum shalmoyach down to the legs, anywhere in between in terms of the lungs and the heart and the stomach and the b'nei me'ayim, the intestines, the small intestine, the big intestine. Mitchell, we're going to get to all of that.
Yeah, but this simanim we're talking about.
Here, this simanim is something else. Here, we're talking about the two pipes which are in the neck of.
Only two simanim.
Exactly. So those simanim is referring to the windpipe and to the food pipe. The esophagus and the trachea, the veshet and the kana. Those are the only two that are important for purposes of shechita. Yes, sir?
The Braita says that if you found a chicken that's discarded, then how can you automatically assume it was done properly?
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about at the bottom of the omer that if you find it in an ashpa or an ashpa type of situation, then in fact we assume that it's an avela. Ashpa means a garbage dump. Then we assume that it was thrown out. He was talking about a situation where you find that it looks nice and tidy and kosher and fine, and there's no indication that this was no indication.
Then why would it be discarded?
I'm assuming that it was not discarded. The Gemara doesn't go into the details, but presumably it was on a nice table, or it was somewhere in the corner somewhere. It probably fell out of somebody's shopping bag, but you could see that it was nicely geshachten, and there's no other indication that there's a problem with this oif. So you're going to ask, why didn't you have to go be machriz? Maybe he was machriz and nobody responded. And, or, there's no simanim on it, because after all, one tiny goes looks like another tiny goes looks like another tiny. At least to me, I mean, it shows I'm discriminating, but whatever.
Is there a problem of meat that hasn't been
basashal? So Argamor doesn't talk about the mitzvah. There is another sugya which is going to come up about that, basashal menai. But getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara now has concluded this. Well, you see, there's a period in my Gemara, probably in many of your Gemaras as well, showing that we now understand Rav Nachman Amarav that said you have to watch it from beginning to end. Is talking about that we do not that we know that he is not learned in Hilchei Shechita, but we know that he has been a Shechin training, so to speak. Not that we know Shechin training, but we see that he's shechting in the first. Simon, he did a great job. Beautiful. So presumably he's going to finish it off. The answer is no. Since he doesn't know all the halachas, one of the key halachas that he doesn't know is that you're not allowed to take a break or that you're not allowed to put on pressure. So not that he's a bad guy, he just doesn't know. So you have to watch until the end to make sure he did a perfect job. Person said to his shliach, please, go ahead and shecht for me my animal. Shecht for me this bird. And he comes back 10 minutes later, half an hour later, and he sees, yeah, it was geshachted. But the shliach is no longer around to ask. Now, what do I say? So this was a shayla that Rav Dimi Bar Yosef asked Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, you can assume that it was geshachted properly, probably al yedei hashliach, but even if it wasn't through the shliach, you can assume that it was done properly, because like we said before, roiv mitzuyin eitz hashchita mumchen hay. However, ha'im l'shluchay tzei utroim, he asked the shliach, you see, we just finished the harvest here in the field, and it's already a gemar malacha, and I want you to go and give trumas and maestris from all of the tvua there in the field. V'holach u'matzatorim, he comes back at half an hour later, and he sees, yes, and in fact, someone did segregate truma. In fact, there's a sign there. This is truma, this is chulin, etc. May, what's the halacha now? Amalei ein cheskosi torim, you cannot rely on what appears to be a proper truma. And obviously the question is, aman of shach. What's the difference between the reisha and the seifa? In the case of the reisha, we say, by the shechita, we say, cheskosi shochet. In the case of the seifa, we say, ein cheskosi torim. Bring him on man of shach. If you could rely that a shliach typically does his shlichus, so why can't you rely on the seifa as well, that it's torum? You cannot rely on that. So how did you have over here on the side that truma? Means an onlooker, says Rashi, who probably overheard the conversation. He saw that the shliach was too busy and he's going somewhere else. Says, I'll take care of it. So what difference does it make between shchita and truma? Can you rely on the shliach? Can you not rely on the shliach? Is omalei, so Rav Nachman responded to Rav Dimi Bar Yosef in a jocular manner, and he said, l'chiteichel Allah kura de milcha. I'll be happy to go and respond to you if you're able to go and measure out a koir. Koir is a very large quantity, 30 sa'ah of melech of salt. Presumably to go and measure a koir of salt would take a little bit of time. And Rashi says, I'll even pay you for it. In other words, or that will be your payment to me for paskening. See, if you look at the Rashi, parallel to Agumar, l'chiteicha Allah kura de milcha, kishetimdoid li kor shel melech bischar, sh'oy melech, if you want me to go and give you the answer, I'm going to charge you a fee. And the fee is that you have to go and measure for me a kor shel melech. Did he really mean that, says Rashi? Ubdichusa ba'almahu. He just made it as a joke. He says, you want to know the answer? Yeah, go and do some toiva for me. Go, nah, I didn't really mean it. Anyway, I don't know what the purpose of that is in the Gemara, but perhaps he wants to show you. Sorry?
Yeah, well, first of all, salt is very valuable. The word salary comes from the salt they used to pay.
Salary comes from salt?
It's Roman soldiers, yeah.
Wow.
And secondly, maybe you want to do Maliach. After he does a shkita, he does the Maliach.
He wants to do the Malicha. Very nice. But he's seen from the Rashi, but Yichus well knows, so he's just making a joke. The question is, why is that necessary for the Gemara to put into the Gemara that he wants to just make a joke? Maybe. Yes,
Nancy. If Rashi on the side,
yeah.
If the Talicha allow a Kirsh or Melach, it took all the circumstances of Zogi, take a long time to eat a Kirsh or Melach, still not be able to equate the shkita to Truma.
Okay.
Even take a long time, you won't be able to make it.
If you spend a lot of time trying to explain why these two should be the same, you're not going to get to the answer. Okay, shkoyach mendi. So getting back to our Gemara, zok the Gemara weiter. By the way, the Gemara elsewhere says that Rav always used to start off the shir with a milsa de bedichasa.
Yes.
So bedichasa with something on a jocular fashion, presumably to open up people's minds and people's hearts so that you listen to the shir. That's why have the usually good speakers always start off with a joke or something humorous to get people to listen carefully.
If they don't, they may have to do it posthumorous.
They may have to do it several times. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, continue on. So what's the answer to our question? What's an afkimini between shlich, between shchita and giving truma? You cannot rely on a shlich. Is a bazoi. I understand now the sefer why you can't rely on the truma, because the shliach didn't do it. Well, how can I rely on the shchita? Says the more shchita inami vilna inish achrinish shama viozul shochad roi mitzvin etzah shchita mamuchenhei. Even if in fact this shliach is one of those many that we cannot rely on that shliach etzah shlichusay, so maybe the taka the shliach said, you know, I got better things to do a shchita now. I don't want to get my hands all wet and all dirty and all this. I'll come back later. We'll see. Somebody else may have overheard the conversation, and he wanted to go and do a favor to the Mishaleach, and he says, okay, you know, since Yankel didn't do it, he went away, I'll take care of it. And since Roy Mitzuyin at Shechita Mamchanein, you can assume that if the Shliach didn't do it, whoever did it was competent. However, Truma, Dilma Inishachr Neshama, in this case, once again, the Shliach, you cannot rely that he did the shlichus. He may have gone away. Somebody overheard in the Shachrin Neshama, the Ozan, he went and Tara, and he gave the truma. He might have done a perfect job. However, this is not a valid truma, because Havalei Toidim Shalim Midas. But Toidim Shalim Midas ain't truma, say truma. If you want to go and give truma, you cannot be a good Samaritan or a good Boy Scout or a good nice fellow. You want to do somebody a toiva. You have to be a shliach. Why do you have to be a shliach? Because Rashi brings it. This is one of the makoyros of shlichus. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin, Maseches Psochim asks, "Minayin shishluch shliach shel adam kimo yisoy?" Oh, exactly. Gam atem. So it says the gabi truma came to rimu gam atem. Faith Gemara, what's the gam atem? Just like atem, you are qualified if you're a yid to go and give truma. So says gam atem l'rabi shluch achem, that the shliach also is authorized on your behalf. And then the Gemara continues on umina ma'atem l'datchem av shluchachem l'datchem. You can only go and do a shlichus on behalf of somebody else l'datchem if you were notified, if he authorized him. Person does it on his own without authorization is gunishvet. That's legabi truma, because that's what Tayyar says. Tafka gamata. So that being the case, Zukti Yamara, that's the reason why the truma you cannot rely. Not because you can't rely, you didn't do a good job. They may have done a perfect job, 2%, 1%, well, it doesn't make a difference. But the bottom line is, since he wasn't authorized, ain't truma, say truma. But a shlach shechting, you don't need to be epsidafka, tayyar shlichus. And therefore, as long as it was shechted properly, and roiv, you can rely that it's good.
They used to use me as a shaliach.
As a shaliach, very good. Let us say that this very halacha about roi metzuyan, whether it's a machlik is tanoim, the sign you will not arise. How is she ovdu loy gidoya vetane goylov? Person lost his gidim. A gidi is a young goat, like chad gadya that we have in the Haggadah on Seder night. V'tayne goylev, or his chickens, his fowl, v'holach u'metzoin shchutim, and then he comes back and he finds that somebody shechted it. So, can you eat from it, or can you not eat from it? Rabbi Yehuda, Ois Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Chanina ben Shabbi Yehuda, Aglili Oyim Matri, he says, you can. Oh, so l'choira, that's the machloikis between the two. Since I didn't see, it's obvious that it shechted. Go and look at the throat, and you see that it was slit, and it seems to have been slit very, very well in terms of it was a nice slice. So now the question is, can you rely that the person who shechted it was a mumchen? He knew what he was doing. He didn't do hadrasa, drisa, of putting pressure. He didn't do shahir, and therefore it's kosher. Or maybe not. Maybe this shechted was not experienced, and, you know, was just trying it out, and he was hoping to have good luck. So that's the chayr of the machlokes. Leima reimetzin eshchita mumchenema tanoi. Now before we get to the raya, the Gemara continues the brisa. Omer Rabbi. Rabbi is like a yovia kosva shlishi v'achriya beinayim, and he says nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda shemetzon biashba v'divrei Rabbi Chanina benoish Rabbi Yose aglili shemetzon babayis. It appeals to me the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that Rabbi is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. If you found these Tarnagoilim and these Gidoyim in the Ashba in the garbage dump. Why would you find in the garbage dump? Because obviously, I wouldn't say obvious, but in all likelihood they were Nevelois, and that's why the person said, I'm not taking these home, I can't use them, so he just threw them in the garbage dump. And that's what the Buddha says, Oyser, it's awesome. Rabbi Chanina ben Oyser, Rabbi, when did he say that it's Matr, says, not when did he say, Rabbi says, I like his psak, Shemitzon Babayas. If you find that these Gedoyim and Tarnagoyim, they were originally lost, but now you find them in a house, they were not thrown out into the garbage, so presumably that means that they're kosher, and that's why they're being left here for now for Malicha, and for cooking, and for eating.
In a house?
And the Gemara doesn't say whether it was in his own house or somebody else's
house. How do you know they weren't stolen?
They're still kosher?
No, you're not allowed to. You can't use some of that stolen. You can't have any hanaf from
it. Yeah, hanaf from it. Just you owe the benefit.
They were his. They were lost.
So he lost it, right?
By the way, the question that you're raising is in fact the second toisus from the end, where the toisus says Harisha of the loygidoyav. Please take a look at the toisus. He quotes your name, but unfortunately there's a toisus at first. They left your name out, but in between the lines. Who had the nignavu, not only when they were lost, but even if they were stolen. Very good. So how can you go and eat from it? Says the Gemara. Even though a person can chas v'shalom be a ganav, to eat the veil is to eat treifa.
Chas v'shalom.
Yeah, exactly. So there was an expression in the Haim back before the war, which is quoted often by Mr. Silber, our late Zichron Levracha, our late Kaba. Before that it was Chazan Handler, he always used to say it as well, Zichron Levracha. And they were both said that in the Haim they used to refer to a particular individual and they would say, a ganef or a gazlan, oban er l'chid. In other words, when it came to business or something, stay away from him. But davening, oh boy, did he daven in the gishmak and all
upstanding.
Upstanding.
He was upstanding.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, getting back to argument. So your point is well taken, even if they were stolen, but you can assume that who's going to go and eat it? Invaders and traitors. Therefore, you can rely that it's kosher. So if you find it, excuse me. So again, we're back to Rebbe. Rebbe is now trying to paskin. How do we fiyazach? What's the halacha l'maisa? Is it like the Tana Kama Rebbe Yehuda that's osir or Rebbe Chanin which we have to Aglili that says that it's osir? Says Rebbe, if I find it in the garbage dump, I can assume like Rebbe Yehuda that it's osir that these were not properly geshocht under their traitors and veilus, and therefore don't eat from them. However, I like Rebbe Chanina, when we find it in the bias, then I know why wasn't it disposed of. It must be that it's kosher. So now, we're going to get back to Rebbe in a moment, but let's go back to the original Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Chanina, where Rebbe Yehuda said it's awesome, Rebbe Chanina said it's mutter. And that's why Rebbe Chanina said that if you find these, even though I didn't witness the Shechita, I can assume Roy Mitzuyan, and that's why it's kosher. No, we don't say that. And therefore, maybe somebody was kind of just trying it out. Maybe he's a trainee, or maybe just a person for a lark. He was, you know, having a good time. What's it then? You cannot rely on it, and therefore, it's awesome. So the choyer, that's the machlekes. Omrim Nachma Yitzchak, Loi, you have no right. Could be the Kuliyam Roy Mitzuyan Eshkita, Mumchenhein. Could be that everybody agrees it's taki. Uba bai is the kuliyamali peligi the shari. If you find the gedoyim and tarne goyim inside a house, it was not disposed of, it was not thrown in the garbage, you can assume everybody would agree shari. In other words, even Reb Yehuda would say that it's mutter. If you find these gedoyim and tarne where ba'ashbash b'shuk in the public garbage dump, the kuliyamali peligi the aser. Everybody would agree that it's aser because these are nevelos, and nobody wants to have the nevelos babayas because it's just going to, Rashi said, mishum de misrach, the ikar reyach ra. Since the nevelos, you can't eat it anyway, just let it stay for a while.
There's no refrigeration in those days.
Exactly. So it's a question of time before there's going to be a terrible, terrible odor. So they got rid of it. So ibazoi, if everybody agrees in all cases, so what's the machlokes? Oh, ki pligi ba'asher shebabayas. It's in your private little garbage inside your house, in your kitchen, or wherever you have one of these small garbage disposals in your own home. That people put their nevelis, at least temporarily, in the ash shebabayis, presumably at the end of the day, after 2 days, 3 days, whatever, somebody's going to go. Compost, sure. And they're going to go and take it out and put it in the ashba shibashuk, but at least temporarily throw it out in the veil of ashba shibabayas, and therefore it is not kosher, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda would hold in its osir. Omar Savar, Ein odem osir lahatan avilosim the ashba shibabayas. No, a person does not throw his nevela by ashba shibabayas, and therefore this is kosher meat.
So what's
there.
It doing in the ashba?
So what is it doing in the ashba? Rashi is silent. The Meiri says, because maybe Chaya or Behema Gorosoi had a little cat at home or a dog at home. They didn't have access to the cupboard or to the refrigerator, non-existent refrigerator, but there was this private little ashway. They thought, this would be a good place to hide the meat. Nobody will know, and we'll afterwards go and take it, and we'll eat it, we'll have a feast, we're going to have a Thanksgiving Day dinner from it. So therefore, it's kosher meat after all, because it would be non-kosher. Nobody would leave it in Asher Shebabayis. They would immediately say, take it out of here. It's going to just start stinking in a few minutes. Get it out. So it must be that it's a kosher piece of meat after all. And that's what Reb Chanina holds. So where is the machlokes? The machlokes is that you find the meat in Asher Shebabayis. Is it kosher? Not kosher. Says Reb Yehuda. Asher, Reb Chanina ben Shebabayis says it's what? We're going to get back to this momentarily. Yes, sir.
Earlier we learned that doesn't Rub say that you have to watch a shechita from the beginning to the end?
Mm-hmm.
Here you find something that's already shechted. You didn't see no beginning and end, meaning that how could you automatically assume that it's a kosher shechita?
There the guy was not mumcha. We said we answered that.
But here you don't know who did the
shechting. No, because we say Rub considering it's a shechita mumcha name. But here, but in that case, it was known that he wasn't a mumcha.
So it's better if you're going into there's a sheet in a room, you better don't go into the room and the sheet is kosher. If you go to the room, you have to check.
Very good. You have to add one more wrinkle.
Don't ask, don't tell.
No. That's good.
Brother Shai is absolutely right. If you remember, we started off the Omer Nachman Omer Rav, and we asked, is it talking about Yoda de Gomer? Are we talking about Iyoda de Loi Gomer? Or loyod in gomer iloy gomer, and the Gemara said on the if I don't know igomer loy gomer, you can assume roy metuyin etz shchita mumkanein. Says Gemara b'hacham ma'yaskin, and it's talking about the yoda the loy gomer. He knows that this shoychet flunked his shchita for her. He does not know the hilchay shchita. So how can you rely on it? So what did the Gemara say? Going to shochet kamon chad simin shaper. I saw he has a good arm. He does a good job. I saw the chalif is nice and clean. Badak, I saw he could cut it. But I only saw the first simon. And I say to myself, no, if he did such a good job on the first simon, he's probably going to do a good job on the second simon. Says Rav, you can't rely on that. Ha yisr mume isramile. Maybe the first simon he did a good job. It was a beginner's luck, so to speak. However, idach, the second one, if he's already been shechting for a while and that, you know, he hasn't shechted yet, it hasn't been fully geshechting yet. That's not really that much practical. Nowadays, normally a shechita, especially by a professional shechit, takes a second and a half. If it goes on to 2 or 3 seconds, boy, he's wasting a lot of time. Because these knives are so sharp, you go once and twice, back and forth. By that time, usually the behemoth is a goner, and he's shechted both simonim beautifully. But over here, it could be that the knife was a little bit dull. The fact that the knife is dull is not a problem, as long as there are no nicks. The Gemara says elsewhere, we're going to get to it, I'm sure, I think it's Rava that says, even if we shechted, I don't know, he may even use an expression, kolayoyim, he's shechting and shechting, as long as he doesn't put any pressure, and as long as he doesn't take any coffee breaks in the middle, still good. So he did the first simon perfectly. I might have thought you can rely on that for the second simon. Says Rav, no, you got to watch it, mitchila batzoif, until the end of his, at least 51% of the second simon. Now, I don't have to see anymore, because if he did a good job until now, it's already kosher, we're done. But our Gemara is talking about someone that we didn't know, so it's not a question of person to legomit. There, it's talking about, we know he doesn't know. Yoda the legomit. The sheikh is wearing a sign, uneducated. I do not know hilchishchita. But nevertheless, he did a good job in the slicing. I would think that you can rely on that. No. You got to wait until the very end. Here too, here we're talking about a situation where everybody assumes roi mitzina tshchita mumchenein. So what's the machloikis osir or mutter? Because I found in the ashba shebebayis. Why is the ashba shebebayis? If this is nevela, it should be outside. If it happens to be a good kosher piece of meat, it should be on the table. It should be in your freezer. It should be in the wherever you go and store meat in the good old days. What's it doing in the day? Though Asher Shibabai. So that's much like is one man the Yoma says. Obviously, he threw it out, and that's why it's Nevela, and don't eat from it. That was Reb Yehuda. Reb Chanina said, no, you don't normally throw out Nevela in your own Asher Shibabai. It must mean that one of the cats, dogs, mice, whatever, schlepped it into that Asher Shibabai, but you can eat from it after all. Omaman, let's go back to the Braisa and now focus on the third Mandiyam, which was Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe says, Nirin de Reb Yehuda Shematzim Ba'ashba, and Nirin de Reb Chanina, in a case where Fakert, he found it Ba'bais. So, Frank Dimariat, when we say Shematzim Ba'ashba, my Ashba, what Ashba are we talking about? Remember, we just made a distinction between the two Ashbais. My Ashba, Ilim Ashba Shemeshuk, that you found it in the public garbage dump outside. Didn't you say a moment ago that everybody agrees that it is osir? There's no machloikis in that case. So I don't need Rebbe to say, oh, I agreed to Rebbe Yehuda in the case we find it in Ashpa Shebeshuk that it's osir. Guess what? Rebbe Chanina agrees with that. Don't be machria, I hold like Rebbe Yehuda. It's unanimous. Elav Shita. That's a Dova Poshet. Now, based on the previous Gemara, we're talking about Ashba Shebebayis. And what did Rebbe say about Ashba Shebebayis? I hold like Rebbe Yehuda, that if you find this Gdi or Tarnagol Geshochten, and it's in the Ashba Shebebayis, is a simon that it's Nevela. Why didn't he throw it out immediately? He's going to take his, in an hour from now, they're going to dump all the garbage out. So, but you can assume it's Nevela, it's awesome. Says Rebbe, I like that, I paskin like Rebbe Yehuda in that case. Let's see the sefer now. I agree with Reb Chanina and I paskin like him that it's mutter. If you find it in the house, my bias. What does it mean? House. Bias mamish means like on the table. Didn't you just say a moment ago that everybody agrees? So I don't need Rebbe to say I like Reb Chanina's psak. Everybody agrees to that psak. Elamai must be talking about pshita. When he's talking about bias, it means ba'ashashu ba'bias. Oi, so now we have a stira, kasha de Rebbe and the Rebbe. Rebbe in the Reisha said, oh, I love Rebbe Yehuda in the case of Ashav Shebebayis. And then he says, but by the way, I also love Rebbe Chanina when it's Ashav Shebebayis. But that's the way the machloikas is. He can't love both of them, so what's going on? And for the Gemara, we really misunderstood Rebbe. Rebbe was not saying, I paskin like Rebbe Yehuda in one case, and I paskin Rebbe Chanina b'nei Shebeisha Glili in the other case, but rather he is in fact clarifying pshat in the braisa the way we just learned a moment ago. And therefore, hachikomer, nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda, not to me that I am paskaling like Rabbi Yehuda. No. Nirin Rabbi Yehuda l'Reb Chanina b'noish Rabbi Yosi ha-Galili. Even though there's a machloikis in the braisa, however, Rabbi Chanina b'noish Rabbi Yosi ha-Galili agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, be ash b'shebeshuk, that if in fact you find these kishachnana gedoyim tarnegoyim in the ash b'shebeshuk, even Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yehuda clearly will hold that it's asur. I, Rabbi Chanina said on the Omer Aleph that it's mutter. Shaf Rabbi Chanina, Benoish, Rabbi Yosef, Gleedle, Nechlik, Olav, Elav, Asher, Sheva, Bayis. That's what he said. Why would it be in the Asher, Sheva, Bayis? If it was a nevela, it would be in the Asher, Sheva, Shuk. The fact that it's Asher, Sheva, Bayis means that it's kosher and the Chaya, Ro'ah, Garosai. Not Dafka, Ro'ah, but a Chaya, Garosai. Elav, Asher, Sheva, Bayis. Avob, the Asher, Sheva, Shuk, Moidulay. There's no machlaikas. Ah, so Rebbe is not taking a personal stake and saying, I paskin like this in one case, I paskin like the other in the other case. He's saying that there is no machlokes in that case of ashba shibashuk. Everybody agrees. And the nirin v'chuli, and the Gemara leaves out the v'chuli, but the v'chuli is now also the reverse. And that is, just like we said, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Shabbos, agrees to Rabbi Yehuda and ashba shibashuk, so too, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Chanina ben Oish Rabbi Yosef Glili that if you find the Basar Babayis, if it's the Basar Babayis, then just like Rabbi Chanina says that it's mutter, says Rabbi Yehuda, I also hold that it's mutter. Not that Rabbi Yehuda said that personally, but Rabbi says you should know that there's no machlokes Babayis. And that's exactly like we said in the Amud Aleph. Ash Rishon B'Shuk, everybody agrees it's Nevela. You're not allowed to eat it. If it's in the bias, everybody agrees you are allowed to eat it. The machlokes is in the ashba sheba bias, whether you're allowed to eat it or not. So therefore, Rebbe is just really codifying the teretz that we said before to explain the machlokes between the two. Now that we've concluded the shtikl, we go back for the first time to our Mishnah. We're now in Daf Yud Beis. We had the Mishnah back on Daf Beis. We're getting back to that Mishnah. Chutz michein shoyt v'kodin shem yekalko eshchitosim. We started off the Mishnah. Haku shoychtin ushchitosim ksheira. Remember we had a kasha. Haku shoychtin sounds like lechatchila. Shchitosim ksheira means b'diavet. Make up your mind. And the Gemara gave, as you recall, six separate answers to that question. Barry, you want to remind us of all the six answers?
I still haven't grasped. Sorry, it was the first one was Avacha Brei Derava, then there was
putting aside. Yeah, okay.
Ravashi, two Ravinas, and you can.
Very good. Very good.
I don't. It's still. I was sitting shiva, so I don't have a good grasp of it. I'm still. I was catching up over Shabbos.
Okay. Well, to catch up with Shabbos and remember all those names, it's very impressive. Anyway, the first one, the Yom HaSin, the Nafkimini, is the Gabe Chulin, Shenishchetu Al Taras HaKodesh. Then, Lechatchila, you're allowed to go and a Tomei Sheshochat B'Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh. So, since it's only Chulin, then Lechatchila, he can go and check. Shchudos HaKshayr is talking about a case where it was a case of Tomei Sheshochat Kodshim. There, you should not go and shecht lechatchila. Well, what's the problem? Because he might touch the kodshim and make it tomei. So why am I worried about the chulin? He makes a long sak in oruch. Okay. Anyway, that was the first test. Then the next two terusim abayi v'rovu were both referring to a kusi, right. A kusi that went and shechted. The only machlokes between abayi v'rovu was you have to have a mashkiach tmidi or even a mashkiach yoytzev nichnes is also sufficient. Then the third and the fourth one here was Ravashi. We're talking about a mummer, but it was mummer le'tiyove, not lahachis. And therefore, we can assume that since he's le'tiyove, he's not going to leave aside kosher if he has kosher there. He goes to the supermarket, there's kosher and non-kosher. He buys the kosher, unless it's 10 times the price. But otherwise, he's going to buy the kosher. So you can rely on him that he did a good job. And shchatz and ksheira, if you didn't see the sakin before, you have to look at the sakin afterwards.
Is one of them a woman?
No,
that was a toisis. I know you're fixated on that. Hopefully, Mitchum, you'll soon be a chosin and you won't have to ask so much about the women.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's the first toisis, right? We had what was it?
Yeah,
with the third toisis. No, basically, we have the first
mission.
Yeah, that's correct. And hopefully, the young men should be chasan, the girls should be kalas, and the men should be chasan. But what was the lotion of you from Toyas Eretz Yisrael? What was the lotion? No, kasa behilchis Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if there is such a safer today. Hilchis Eretz Yisrael. Probably contemporary people have written Hilchis Eretz Yisrael, but this is from the times of the Toyas. Noshim lo yishchetu, and they should dat and kalas. But Toyas disagrees that they can go and shech even the chalas.
Even the kashim.
Okay. Anyway, even kashim. So that was the teretz legabi, the mumla tiyoba, and then we had two terutzim. Ravina was talking about either that the shoychet was a muchzik but not a mumcha, or a mumcha and not a muchzik. Mumcha means he knows the halacha, but he does not have a reputation established of knowing how to do the mechanics. You can know all the halachas, but it's like a person learns hilchas mila. Don't trust him immediately to go and do a bris. He has to know how to do it, right? You have to have experience. So that's the truth of a Ravina, where a person had the mumchias, he had the knowledge, but he didn't have the experience. Or the second teretz was he had the experience, he didn't have the knowledge. But that was all the first part of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues, but not by a cheshet of cotton. Now the Lashon of Mishnah is a little bit, shall I say, strange. Why? Because we finished off saying Ushchitasin Sheira Chutz Michay Shait V'Katan. Now, why are Chay Shait V'Katan different? Because maybe they messed up. Other people, whether it's the Tamei or the Mummer or the Kusi or whatever, so those are the Shchita is kosher b'diavad. However, Chay Shait V'Katan, it's not kosher b'diavad because maybe they were mekalkel. How were they mekalkel? The Gemara said before, maybe Shahu, maybe Dorsu. Maybe they took a break in the middle of the Shechita, or maybe they put on pressure, unless you go and watch it from beginning to end. So if that's the case, the Shema Yekalkalu is a future Lashon. That's Lashon Osid. It should say, Shechitasin Ksheira, Chutz Mecheshev Ekatin Shema Kilkalu as Shechitasin. Maybe they messed up. Not that they will mess up. Shema Kilkalu Loiketani Hashema Yekalkalu. Why did the Mishnah use that expression? If you see a cheshet of a cotton, even if this cotton 12 years old, and everybody says, wow, what a mature young man, and he really knows, and we feheard him on the whole, all three, Bavakama, Bavatsir, Bavasar, he knows the whole thing clear. So he probably knows if he wants a shecht, he could probably rely on him. No, cheshet of a cotton, you're not allowed to rely on, period. Right, the kun sheshachdu v'chein roinoisim shchitasik shedim. In all cases, kulan sheshachdu that they shechted, and others watched the shchita is kosher. Now, you remember the Gemara asked that if this is referring to cheshet v'katan, why does it say v'kulan sheshachdu? It should just say v'im shachdu v'chein roinoisim. Gemara asked that a few times back in Daf Beis and Daf Gimel. So Rashi says over here, while the Gemara asked that, the Gemara didn't mean to exclude Cheshet V'Katan. It just meant it would have been enough to say the Im Shachtu V'Chein Roisen Oisen Shchidasen Ksheira. But certainly the Kulan includes the Cheshet V'Katan. The only question is, does it include anybody else as well? So bottom line is, we're saying the Cheshet V'Katan L'Chadchila, don't allow them, but if they shechted and others watch it, the Shechita is okay. As long as we watch it, he did a good job. So tomorrow, man tanad liba'inen kavana lishchita. Who's the man the that says you don't have to have kavana lishchita? What does it mean you have to have kavana lishchita? You don't have to have kavana lishchita? So Rashi reminds us that legabi hilchis kodshim, you do have to have kavana, because the Torah says v'shachat, means that he has to know what he's doing, that he was shechting. Here legabi chulin, do you have to have kavana lishchita? Or as long as you did a good job, even if you were not mechaving to go and shecht. So you're saying to yourself, I don't understand what that means. If a person shechted, he had to have kavana, didn't have kavana, he shechted. So Omer Rava, Reb Nosani, Detoni Oishia Zeira Demin Chavraya, Zorek Sakal Nuyadzer Bekoisel, Vaholcha Vishachta Kidarka, Reb Nosan Machshav Chachaman Poislin. You hear a story. Person is doing darting practice. For those of you who don't know what the darting practice is, he used to have this large thing against the wall, and you would go and, I'm sorry?
A target.
And then you go and throw darts, and you have to go and get it right in the middle. Here we're not talking about throwing darts, he was throwing knives. You have to, obviously, everybody should stay away. So this is just like you have today, there's the shooting ranges where they go and
juggle.
Okay. Here you're talking about if you have either gun shooting practices, people should perfect their shooting. Here the person was perfecting his dart throwing or his knife throwing.
They throw axes now as a sport. They throw axes, large axes. So okay. An axe sharp enough would be a kosher for a shechita.
I hope onlookers have no access to that axe practice.
You'll access
them. Okay, good. Yes, beautiful. You have an axe to grind. Oh, boy. Sure. So what happened to be a Zorek Sakin? A person threw a knife in the noise of a kosher should get stuck in the wall to see, you know, that he did a great job. And guess what? As he's throwing the knife, although they made sure that no people had access, they were not careful about having animals having access. So an animal is watching this and saying, hey, what's going on? Well, what is this person doing? As the animal is wondering, this sakin was thrown perfectly, and it did a wonderful slice, and it sliced through the neck of that animal, and the animal then fell on the floor. And people looked at it and said, I can't believe it. First they went and inspected the sakin. They said the sakin was no niches, no notches, perfect sakin. And then they saw that the slicing was done perfectly. There was no shihia, and there was no hadrasa. Sorry?
How could you do back and
forth? Oh, so that's the more going to ask that in the morning.
Good question.
Shkoyach, very, very good. You see, Bill? You're always on top. So Gemara says over here, Zorek Sakla Sakin. Koysel Baholcha Veshachta Kidarka. Did a great job, beautiful. Reb Nosson is Mashrechom Poistin. So what do I see from this? That this Mandioma Reb Nosson, who says it's kosher, obviously holds you do not need kavana, because we assume that a chayyus shoytiv katan la b'nei dayan ninhu, they don't have enough maturity to have kavana. So you don't need kavana lishchayt, even if you accidentally shechted. That's all so good. By the way, that's only by chulin and not by kodshim. By kodshim, we have at the very end of Masechtas Menachos that if you a person shechted without kavana, even if he did a perfect job, I coach him, it's possible, it's no good. The reason Mara says is because it says, so I coach him, you have to have kavana.
There's one person who can do it. His name was Rick O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea. We're almost up to Rick O'Shea, we're not there yet. We're
going to get to that.
Okay. Anyway, so bottom line is, says Yomaru, who's the Tana that holds that a Cheir Shoyt V'Kotten B'Diyevit is kosher by Chulin, you don't have to have Kavana, that's Reb Nosson, Sakin, Zorek Sakin, and it's kosher. So Yomaru, Hutani Lav, Hu Amala, now this man, the Yomar, that just repeated this, he holds halacha ki Reb Nosson. Freik the Yomaru, V'Be'inan Moiluchu Mevi, this was a question that Bill asked already 2 minutes ago. Normally, when you go in shacht, it's not enough just to go one directional. It has to go back as well. And if you threw it into the koisel, then presumably it got stuck in the koisel. So it only went one direction. It didn't go both directions. What did Shelley answer a moment ago? Shaholchu ba kedarka, that it ricocheted. It went into the wall, and then it went back in the other direction. The animal was so stunned it didn't move. It just stayed there and went back and forth. And you had both.
And there were no nicks.
And there were no nicks, exactly. Even if at the because when Nortza Bekoisel, there was a nick there, but it was Keshachdom by the blade.
The length of the blade was good.
It was like the federal budget in 1968.
And that was?
They called it nicks and cuts. There were no nicks and cuts.
Ah, I see. Nicks and cuts. Very good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, Rashi says we didn't even need to come on to that. We could have given a simpler teretz. And that is that you have to have that ricochet that goes back and forth, is if the sakin is relatively short in length. And what's relatively short in length? It only has the length of the mokum hatzavar, the mokum hashchita. Let's assume the mokum tzav, mokum hashchita is 5 inches wide. If it's 5 inches wide, you have to go back and forth.
But if it's 10, it covered. It's as if it's mokum maybe.
Exactly. If it happens to be double the size. If you look at the Rashi, shaholchu bo kedarka, 3-4 lines before the wide lines. So Rashi, shachotch bali chosoi, the hiksa v'koisel, v'chazar v'chotcha, and he went backwards. V'adinami the matzal l'tzeruti b'sak sheyesh by chutz l'tzavar kimloi tzavar, that the size of the knife was a double length of the tzavar. Sagil bali chosoi v'chot. Then you don't have to have back and forth. Even one is enough. Kidla, come on, like we learned daf lamed. El b'choldu mahadar. The Gemara just said that, look, me afele b'zemel, even if we're talking about a small, little short knife, even that is kosher as long as it went taka back and forth with a ricochet. But Einach Rami, if it was a longer knife, you don't have to have the ricochet. That's sufficient even going one directional and not both. And that's the end of that. Shikol, we continue on talking more about Omrim Chiyah Bar Abba Bo'i Reb Yoichanan Katan Yesh LaMachshava Oy Ein LaMachshava. Can a katan develop a machshava? We just said now he doesn't have kavana, but can he have a machshava? Now you're wondering, machshava for what purpose? Oh, we're going to soon see whether it's for shechita or for tumah v'tahara purposes. Why does Rabbi Yochanan ask whether cotton he has enough maturity to do a machshava? In other words, it has hilchos machshava, it's deemed to be a kosher machshava. Why don't we ask whether he can do a maisa? What's the reason? Maisa delay come by lay. The reason why he didn't ask that did not. Yeshlan maisa. So machshava nami loy tiboy lay did not. The ain lehen maisa machshava. In other words, the Gemara is going to bring now a Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Mishnah Mesechtes Kalim, and we're going to see what the level of activity that a cotton does. Does it have a status of being yah? What he did has a status of
legal effect.
Legal effect, or not very good. Okay. And that's both legavi machshava and legavi maisa. What are we talking about? They're not. What the Gemara is telling us is normally a kli. The kli has to have a bas kibble, a base kibble,
a cavity.
Oh, so that you can put things into it. If it's, for instance, pshuta kliyeds are not metame. What happens if we have an aloin? Aloin is, according to the art scroll, an acorn. Or you have a rimon, that's a pomegranate. Or you have an egoish, you have a walnut. As they are not kalim. There's a din of tumas ochlim. Here we're talking about tumas kalim. When do they have the status of a kli? So now, each one of these, you can go and hollow them out. Take the acorn, make a hole on top, and carve out and take out from the inside everything that's there, and now you have an empty kli. Same thing by the rimon. Most of us don't deal with acorns, I think the squirrels do, but many of us are fond of the pomegranate, especially when it comes time when you're supposed to make shechianus, like Rosh Hashanah, etc. So you can go and take this large pomegranate, they sell them in all the stores, and just take out all of the seeds inside. How many seeds are there inside?
613. 613. Acorn squash, which is a hard squash, you could carve out inside.
Have any of you ever eaten acorn squash?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm very primitive. Where I come from, they
don't think the alone you're talking about is acorn squash.
You have to know the green.
That's a large green squash.
Really? And that's called an acorn squash?
Yeah, but
I don't know that's what the acorn is talking about.
It's the shape of an acorn.
It's a squash.
It's the shape of an acorn, but not an acorn.
Famous. The hard squash family.
There's a famous expression.
Yes.
That great oaks from little acorns grow.
Great oaks from little acorns grow. Very good. It's a beautiful expression.
Second grade.
Psh, wow.
You write it, not
know. You shouldn't have gotten second grade. You should have gotten the top grade. Okay, anyway, that's the aloin. That's the acorn. The rimoin is the pomegranate. The egois is the walnut. Each one of these, chokkum tinoikis, little kids, they went and they carved it out. Now, why did they carve it out? Presumably to go and play with it. And what did they, in fact, play? Lomid ben offer. They wanted to go and way with it, or find the volume of offer in these kalim, or in fact they used it for scales that they wanted to put on one side of the scale, put in a weight, and the other side put in the food, and then be able to weigh it, etc. Tameim, why? Even though these happen to be immature little kids, but they did a maisa and they hollowed it out, and now it's a kli. Even though they didn't have the einlan machshava, even though they don't have a machshava. What means that they don't have a machshava? Number one, they didn't have a machshava in our case. You know, their machshava doesn't have a legal effect of a machshava. But even more so, says Rashi, what happens if they found an empty acorn shell or an empty walnut shell, etc., and they are now using it for lomid ba or for kaf maznaim or something like that? The fact that they just thought about it, but they didn't do the actual hollowing, that doesn't have any legal effect. So they do have the legal effect, the legal capacity to go and create a maisa, to create a kli, which would then be mekabel tumah as tumas kelim. However, their machshava is worthless. It's got to be, obviously, if they took that klipas egois and they thought about using it, and now they're actually using it, so then there's already a maisa. However, if they just thought about using it, the little kids were talking, yeah. You see, we have over here these acorn shells or these walnut shells. Let's go and use that tomorrow for going and
playing
the sandbox, etc. That's to put in lomid ben offer. The fact that they said it was gunish because engle hen machshav. So now, says
so that grown up would make it a Tumas Kelim without exactly, making the hole. Without making the hole.
Exactly. If no, without making the hole, it has to be a kli. But if he, if it's an existing klipas egrish, in other words, an adult walking down the street and he picks up an egrish and says, you know what? This is the exact size that I could use to put on the table to go and fill it with salt to be able to dip the challah in on Shabbos or something, or to put in sugar, and we use a small teaspoon to take out the sugar and put into our coffee, into our tea. Not a good idea to go and use sugar. I'm not advocating, but if that's what the person did, he just took the klipas egoi saying, let's use it, and he brings it home, and as soon as he brings it home, his wife promptly throws it into the garbage. But the point is, if he had a machshava, that's enough to make it into a kli, and now it has a din of tumas kelim, but not by a child. Okay, so now the Gemara is saying, Mimanavshach, Rabbi Yochanan is asking, Kotin yesh le machshava, ein le machshava. Did he know about the Mishnah? Then the Mishnah says, ein le machshava. If he doesn't know about the Mishnah, he should ask the same shayla le gabi mas. And of course, a person like Rabbi Yochanan knew all the Mishnayis bal peh. So why is he asking the question? Just like he didn't ask about Maisa, he shouldn't be asking about machshava. Amalei, so he answered him, Avad machshava kredis alei kama boile. That's nothing to talk about. A cotton, cheshed and cotton do not have a legally effective machshava. Ki kama boile machshavdi nikeres mitoich masov. That you can see his machshava because of his mas. What do you mean? Kegoin, they have a kaima uila vidorim, vasiu vitsofain ushchota. You have over here a cotton, obviously must be a bright cotton, and he's a kohen. It doesn't have to be a kohen because we're talking about a shoychid, and therefore he is in the base of Mikdash, and we need to go and shecht korbanos oila, and everybody knows that a korban oila is kachi kulishim, and the only place that you can go and shecht it would be bitsofain, and this oila happens to be vidorim. And you have this young schnook coming in, all of 10, 11, 12 years old, and he schleps the oiler from the dorim into the tzafayim, ushchata, and he shechs it now. The question is this a kosher shechita? May, mid'as ya b'tzafayim, since he took it from the dorim to the tzafayim, ushchata, and he shechs it, ichavanot, that shows, machshavtoi nikeres metoich ma'isav, that he knows what he's doing. This kid is a bright kid. He knows that kachim have to be geshachten on the tzafen side, and that's why he shechted it. And therefore, let's attribute to the shechita not only the maisa. I looked at it. Gedoylem oivne malgabav. We said in the Mishnah shechitas and ksheira. However, that was from chulin. Here we're talking about kachim. But I see that he knows what he's doing. He has proper kavana and he has proper machshava by the fact that he took it to the tzafen side. Oidilma makam hudlo yisra milei. Or maybe this is a type of kid looking around. It's kind of tight over here in the Dorim side.
All the shlamim are there, yeah.
All the shlamim, all of the non-kachi kudishim are being yishachtim that day in the Dorim side. It's a sunny day. Lots of visitors are coming and bringing their kabanis now. It wasn't one of these off days where you have to go and take from the kites from his veya. Okay, so he sees it's a little bit tight. He doesn't want to have any problems. So he takes it to the tzafen side where Baruch Hashem, he sees there's plenty of room. And that's why he took the carbon there. So that being the case, I don't know what his machshav is. Of course, it would be nice if he sticks around, we can go and ask him. But he didn't stick around. Right after that, he ran back to school or to cheder, and therefore, he's not here. So can we rely on the shechita or not? Do you say machshav diniter? And he carries me to ichmas. That was Rabbi Yochanan Shai. Zokimar, if that's the shayla, honami omer Rabbi Yochanan Chazizim. Rabbi Yochanan already addressed this in the past. When did he address this in the past? Now we're talking about legabi hechsher lekabel tuma. When do you say that you have a hechsher lekabel tuma? You have to have one of the seven mashkois going on that food. Once one of the seven mashkois, and it was nichale. Then we say that it's mukshel lekabel tuma. From now on, it has the status of an oichel to mekabel tuma seifa. Okay, so now we learned in the Mishnah, Hamal peiros on the gag, person took his peiros up to the gag, to the roof, you know, why he did it? And they had kinima. What is kinima? Says Rashi, the same kinim that they had in Mitzrayim, otherwise known as lice. Apparently, the lice don't go all the way on the roof, they stay down below, and therefore
to get onto your hair.
Yeah, so therefore that's why they put it up on the gag, to go and avoid any lice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a louse would get to it, it would be a lousy situation. That's why they put it in there. Okay.
V'yardalein tal. And as that is happening, some dew falls on it. Ein b'chiyutan. The finish can be chiyutan, because that wasn't the reason why he put it over there, because he wanted it to become moist. He did it there because to avoid the lice. However, if somebody asked him, why did you go and put the painters on top of the gog? For a very good reason. Number one, because I was worried about the lice. And number two, up in the garden is typically nice dew falling every night, and this way it'll get moist and gevaldik, and I'm so happy. Then harim mechiyuta. Now, that was if you have an adult. An adult you can ask. V'helm cheshed v'katan. What about cheshed v'katan? Avu bishis kamnu l'kach. Even if they say, yeah, that's why I put it on top of the roof, because of the tal. Not only because of the kinu, because of the tal. We cannot attribute to them a legally effective machshava. That's tafka if after the paters are on the roof, we just left it there for the next week or two or whatever. However, if the cheshed v'katan the next day went up on the ladder, inspected it, and said that now it's time to turn it on the other side. Why? Because I wanted to get moist on both sides. Oh, so I see from this that Rabbi Yochanan holds in a case where machshavti nitkeres mitoich maasa, then it's an effective machshava to give it a din of a hechshel makabel tuma to makabel tuma. Zoi bazoi, what was Rabbi Yochanan shayla by uns whether a cotton yesh la machshava ain la machshava? And you're saying we don't mean that machshava stam. We mean a machshava mitoich maasa. I see the gabi hilchas tuma tari paskin. Yes, nikr maasa machshava mitoich maasa, and therefore it's pechitan. Every mahachik amaboyle the shayla that Rabbi Yochanan had was, is this teiraisa or idraban? Is it minatoira or midraban? So you tell me, what's an afkimina? Was it midraisa or midraban? Says Rashi, very simple. If it's midraisa, then it goes across the board, both in the case of the kalim as well as in the case of the shchita of the oila in the tzofen in the dorim by the kachin. So if we're saying that in fact that Rabbi Yochanan holds that machshavoi Nikeris Matoich Maisa Minha Toira, and that's why it has a din of a kli, and that's why over here we're saying it's Mukshala Kabatuma, because he was Mahapachit, so then it would be a good kachim, a good shchita, because Nachshava Nikeris Matoich Maisa, they took it to the Tzafai, and therefore we can assume he knows what he was doing and he did a good shchita, and it's Kushabiyush. Or maybe it's only drabanan. Drabanan means that the chumim were machmir, but not mekel. So therefore, when it comes, for instance, to the case of mukshel kabel tuma, the drabanan say, efshio, efshenish, let's be machmir, and we're going to be machmir and say that since the cotton not only took it up to the roof, but afterwards he turned it over the next day, it's mukshel kabel tuma. Then not that I know for sure, but midrabanan. Ah, if that's the case, I can only be machmir, I can't be mekel. So in the case of the oila, we would not rely on the shchita of the cotton, even though I saw he took from Dorim Titzav, because I'm only machmir in the case of a minadrabanan. I'm only attributing to him a legally effective machshava when it's a chumra, not when it's a kula. If you look quickly at the Rashi, Rashi is 7-8 lines before the middle wide lines. Teraisi. Can we say that it's kosher or not? Because machshavti mikeres mitoich maasa, or maybe the rabban v'chumra ba'almahu the amr rabban nehavi maisa b'chihi pech behen nehavi hechsher. I'm being machmer. It's moshe lekabel tuma. Amr derais maybe loya v'maisa. The gabi oila would be a kuluhu loy amru ken shloy amru chacham divrei lehakel midivrei torah. So therefore, the Chacham can add on additional level of siyog and say it's mukshel kabel tuma. It was only a cotton, I know, but we have to be very stringent, very strict when it comes to tuma tara. People shouldn't be mekel, so they add an additional chum. But to go based on that and say that the oil was kosher, I wouldn't go that far because I would be a kula, not a chumra. And therefore, the Gemara blives with the shayla of Rabbi Yochanan. Have a wonderful day, Zagaz and Rabbi Yisai. Kol tov.